Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
7 and a half the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day program. Monday the 15th. We're going to have a celebration of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 50th anniversary of the song and the story. So that's going on this week for Christmas. So we'll celebrate it. Why not? Come up a little bit here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, what do you know about today? What do you think about today? What's your attitude toward today? Have you thought about today and what it means? How is today different from yesterday, and will today be different from tomorrow?
Today is different from yesterday because I'm not sitting around with my friends in a bar drinking beer watching football.
There you go. All right.
A little different. Mm-hmm.
Kenny, will you update us on the situation with those hostages in Sydney? Apparently five of them have escaped. The story, those of you who do not know, Sydney, Australia was the site of at least one armed person holding an undisclosed number of hostages at a cafe. It has been going on for 10, 12 hours now. The police commissioner there said they don't really know what this fellow's motivation is. Quote, we have not yet confirmed it is a terrorism-related event, but apparently some people get out. Well, the ISIS flag is flying.
He's demanding an ISIS flag. It's one of his demands.
Yeah. All right, so what do we know or know? What's different about what's going on than what we knew a little while ago, Kenny?
Some reports are saying that they think there is only one person involved, one gunman, and there may be as many as 30 people still in this chocolate shop in Sydney.
Really?
They have their backs to him. They are facing the window with their hands on the window, so they can't see him, and so nobody outside can see him either. There were five people who got out earlier this morning. There are mixed reports about whether he let them go or whether they escaped. But he has demanded, he wants an ISIS flag, and he wants to speak to the prime minister.
Meanwhile, a gunman had taken a hostage or two in Belgium. Apparently there's no connection, or at least the early reports in the city of Ghent in Belgium.
They're saying
there's no connection to ISIS.
ISIS video released last month, asking people in Australia for acts of terrorism in their name. And so now they're trying to figure out whether this might be part of that, somebody acting on that video.
All right. So is that going on? The French, as long as you're doing international stories here, Pierre, you boobs in France want to boot Uber.
We have the cabs where everybody can smoke. We can deal with everyone we want in the cabs. The Uber is an American thing, and we do not want the Uber.
You know, it's very interesting to see how the French lily-livered cowards that they are, become so influenced, I guess is the right word, by the taxis. The Parisian taxis have created chaos in the city over the weekend by basically slowing down, going sideways instead of going straight. Every intersection is plugged up. The protest is continuing apparently today. This morning's, they were about, six hours ahead of us. So traffic this morning apparently trying to get to work in France, or especially in Paris, was almost undoable because the taxi just stopped in the middle of the road everywhere and they wouldn't move in protest. So the French are caving, and they say they will ban Uber and the service in France. They have it now. They're going to throw them out by the beginning of the year.
The French don't work anyway. What are they really?
Much is working. Today may be the busiest shipping day in the history of shipping. Today, Monday, as an example, United Parcel Service says they will have their single busiest day in the history of the country. 585 million packages will be handled by them alone today. They say they are prepared for the spike in demand. They have been criticized because they had a mess last year. Remember Christmas Eve last year with UPS stuff? Stuff didn't get delivered. So today they say they're going to get everything done on time, but they will move, as an example of that, 585 million packages in one day. Man, can you imagine the computer network, the trails, the stuff that has to be done in order to make that all work, how it has to come together?
It makes me wonder how in the world the U.S. Post Office stays in business with all of the business that FedEx and UPS and...
Well, I saw something, and as they say it's a result of all the advertising they've done this year, that the business at the Post Office is, they are busier this year than they have in the last four or five Christmases in terms of handling packages. Is that just because more people are sending stuff? Economy's a little better. More people are buying and sending.
More shopping on Amazon.
Well, more people are on Amazon, so therefore UPS is tied up because UPS has been the Amazon delivery tool, although they now have their own trucks in some cities. So
my wife does half of her Christmas shopping on Amazon.
I know. A lot of people.
I did every bit of it.
All right, speaking of business, how many people buy things for their pet at PetSmart?
Yeah. Not usually.
Pet products retailer in many malls around the country.
Well, they got sold, didn't they?
$8.2 billion. The biggest private equity deal of the year. The PetSmart stockholders will get $83 a share in cash. When PetSmart got started 8 or 9 years ago, when they went public, most everybody got about 10%. They paid about 10% of that for the rise. So if they held on to their stock for 8 or 9 years, they're going to come out of it with a 10 times return. So you put $8 in, you get $80 back. 10 years, not a bad deal, right? Yep. This is one of those companies. There are a lot of these sorts of companies around. It'll be interesting to see in the new year what happens, because a lot of the investors in outfits like PetSmart, a lot of them are, you know, they're either venture capital groups or they're hedge funds, things like that. And this is the sort of thing that they love. And they'll push it. You know, they don't usually in 3, 4, 5 years they want to be out. But this they held on for longer. And, you know, you shop around, you find, and there's another fund that's buying them, interestingly enough. But the pet business is so, I don't mean, billions and billions of dollars in pet products every single year. In a moment, we're going to celebrate Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 50th anniversary of the song, and some of the stories that go with it. So let's have some fun in a moment. This is Doug's Good Day.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Might as well all sing along. I know you are. You're not singing, you're humming. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, a staple at Christmas for lives, and the story of Rudolph, which goes back 75 years. 50 years ago this year, NBC aired one of the most beloved Christmas specials of all time, the story of Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Joining us now is Rick Goldschmidt, who is the historical biographer for Rankin Bass that makes all these Christmas specials. So how is it that it migrated from NBC to CBS? Could it be on CBS, or it was last week on CBS. Why did that happen, Rick?
Someone fell asleep at the wheel, I believe. It just changed networks like a lot of the other specials that Rankin Bass did. But it's lasted 50 years on the networks and has shown every year.
What would we be surprised to know about actually how this came to be? Because if 50 years ago, this is, and it's not a Walt Disney product, it was at the time thought that Walt Disney had really sort of the corner on making this sort of thing. So why was it made in Japan?
Well, Arthur Rankin Jr. went to Japan and saw the kind of stop-motion animation they could do and decided to do his Animagic there, which kind of became his trademark. And the way that it differed from the other stop-motion animation is that they brought in a lot of personality with people like Burl Ives and Fred Astaire and all the different other great actors that they had voice these characters and just give them so much personality that people know these actors for this animation that they appeared in. It really gave them a chance to break into a whole new audience, you know, a family audience, and be known for some great shows.
How does it hold up? We got about a half a minute or so left. How does this hold up in terms of ratings?
Oh, it wins the week.
It does.
Rudolph goes, huge ratings for the specials.
Nice job over at NBC for letting this slip out.
Yeah.
Good going, guys, over there. All right. Well, for those of you who remember, I certainly remember seeing it 50 years ago.
We watched it this past week.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Everybody still watches it.
Yep, my kids love it.
Rick Goldschmidt, thanks for bringing us up to date. Happy and healthy. Man, how would Christmas be possible without Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, 21 after on Good Day?
Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ten songs from the Sounds of Christmas.com. Every day it changes because of the way Sounds of Christmas.com operates, in the sense that here we have a sort of interactive site. You can rate the songs and how they're chosen as a way of seeing the list differ a lot every year, and there's so many different varieties of tunes. Here are the Beach Boys with the number 10 song today at the Sounds of Christmas.com. Christmas Time is here again from 1977. Graduate up. Richie. No, I don't either. Number 9 today from the Christmas Sounds of Christmas.com, Pearl Jam.
Someday at Christmas, when one sees boys playing with bobs like kids play with toys, when one December our hearts will see a world where we are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what when we have found what lies we were.
Number 8 this morning, what Christmas means to me for 2011, Empty Pockets. Yeah, you like this? Nice job. I like this. Number 7 on the list of Sounds of Christmas hits today, Stevie Wonder.
Busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laugh.
Pretty much everybody knows this song and his version of it. 1967 this year was recorded. Number 6 belongs to Bob and Doug McKenzie.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
these guys are supposed to be funny, right?
Day of Christmas, my true love gave me
1981.
Two turtlenecks and a beer.
And that actually is funny. It takes a lot to make me laugh, but it's pretty funny.
Three French toast, two turtlenecks and a beer.
Mariah Carey from 2010 is number five. Number four today on the Christmas Sounds of SoundsOfChristmas.com. Along with Tim Rushlow and his big band.
You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you.
New this year, Kenny, right?
Yeah, he used to be the lead singer for Little Texas.
Oh, really?
Oh, I remember that.
Good guy. He's got a big band.
He's making
I can hear the big band.
Check it in twice.
Well, more people going that direction, aren't they?
Big band's cool.
Yeah, good. Santa Claus is coming to town. Number three.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Hippopotamus for Christmas. Brand new this year as well. Great Big World. What's the story here, Kenny?
They're a relatively new band. They had a giant hit last year called Say Something. They did with Christina Aguilera.
Number
what do we think of this song? Do we like it?
No.
Okay.
Number two, Pamplemousse. Wow. And the number one song, this is a moldy oldie, back to 1957. Les Brown and his band of renown, Nutcracker Suite. After a good day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. If you're like most, tech is on your holiday gift list. Tech expert Andrea Smith partnered with the following brands for great gift ideas. Andrea, what's on your list?
Amazon Fire TV. This is a tiny box that plugs into your HDTV for easy and instant access to Netflix, Hulu Plus, Watch ESPN, low-cost video rentals, and more. It has voice search. Simply speak the name of a movie, TV show, or actor into the remote. Check out LG's Tone series of stereo Bluetooth headsets. Their ergonomic behind-the-neck design makes them lightweight, comfortable to wear. They feature premium audio and are compatible with any Bluetooth-enabled device.
Where can we find deals?
GameStop has everything you need for the gamer or techie in your life. They've got great deals on video games, latest interactive figures from Skylanders, and the just-released Nintendo Amiibo. And you simply touch the Amiibo to the Wii U gamepad controller, and they come to life in the game. There are great deals also on devices from T-Mobile. If you buy any of the top tablets from T-Mobile this holiday, you get an extra 200 megabytes of free monthly 4G LTE data for as long as you own your tablet. Bring them your old tablet or phone and they guarantee you the best trade-in value.
What about a tech gift for women?
Yeah, women are hard. Simple Human Sensor Mirror features a Trulux light system simulating natural sunlight, which is best for applying makeup. The mirror automatically lights up as your face approaches and has 5x magnification and it's cordless.
Thanks, Andrea. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
No shivers. Let's warm things up here a little bit. Doug Steffen with the morning briefing. Here's what you need to know. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie are here at your service. The siege in... Is that how you pronounce it?
It sounds like there's a D in it, but there isn't. The siege. Some people
a
say...
siege. The siege. No, it's the siege. Anyway.
I love their candy.
Sydney, Australia is the site where this negotiation is going on with a gunman who is holding an unknown number of hostages in a cafe there. Black flag with Arab script displayed in a window. Five people, including a couple of workers, were able to get away. And that's pretty much where it is at this moment. The President of the United States has on his desk this morning a $1.1 trillion government spending bill that the Senate passed over the weekend. The legislation was bipartisan. Yay, let's hear it. Both the Democrats and Republicans want to screw you. And that's basically what this bill is. A screw job like you wouldn't believe. Certain infighting and turmoil, gamesmanship, but make no mistake about it, you get screwed. And not in a small way, either. Big-time stuff in this. Supposedly sneaked in. Is that the right past tense? Sneak, snuck. Snucked in. Snaked in. It's so frustrating, isn't it? Negotiations reopening today in Geneva over a final agreement that would lift most of the sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on its nuclear program. Who knew this was even going on? negotiations. Is that John Kerry working this out? Who's the hero? Nobody knows. Very quiet here.
Well, I figured it's got to be John Kerry, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
of course. Right, exactly. Meanwhile, Mr. Kerry is meeting today with the Prime Minister Netanyahu. Ooh-ah! Don't you, when you hear that, don't you want to go, Netanyahu!
Yeah.
Netanyahu! For a vote on the UN Security Council resolution that Mr. Netanyahu strongly opposes. The resolution calls for a deadline for Israel to leave the occupied West Bank. Meanwhile, they're building more houses over there. Good for you. Netanyahu! Am I giving... Richie's not saying anything. Is he thinking I'm getting out? I'm losing it, or what does he think?
You sound like you are a little.
Really? Netanyahu!
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
I like him. I like Netanyahu.
Some people think that international news is important to people. Some people care about it. Some people don't. I'm running quickly through some of this stuff. The three-month-old upset protests in Hong Kong.
Go ahead.
Are all done.
You know you want to say it.
Hong Kong.
I'm waiting.
Hong Kong. The police have dismantled the last remaining encampments, and the activists are in court. 30 protesters are being pursued. They pursue the protesters. So what does that mean? That means a couple of them will go to jail, apparently. Tens of thousands marched, speaking of that, in New York and Washington over the weekend to call attention to the killings of unarmed black men by the police. I noticed something in Pittsburgh that I thought was of interest and importance. We don't always think of Pittsburgh as a hotbed of this kind of activity, but the Pittsburgh Courier is a new newspaper in Pittsburgh. How often do you find a new newspaper publishing? They're trying to make a name for themselves. So what do they do in today's edition? They publish the name, the race, and the manner of death for every homicide this year in the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy.
The victims mostly are black. So what's that going to do to fix the problem? I don't know. I don't have a problem, actually, with this having been done.
Address thing bothers me.
You know what I have a problem with?
What's that, Rizzi?
CNN anchors putting their hands up in the air and holding a sign that says, I can't breathe.
Because it's another example of the journalist becoming news.
Part of the story. Mm-hmm. We want to be part of the story.
Who did that? I didn't see that. Who did?
Let's see. CNN's Mel Robbins, Sally Kahn, Sonny Hostin, and Margaret Hoover.
Fire them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you are a national news crew,
fire them
trying
all.
To inject yourself into part of the story, get out of my face.
Fire them all. Get rid of them all. Fire them.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Okay, let's see here.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was MSNBC, but CNN, it kind of shocks me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. The laboratories that breed mice carry bits of tumors from humans. Did you know this is the latest in research? They're taking tumors
from humans.
They're taking tumors from humans, and they're assigning the patients their own mouse, so that the cancer comes. They test the treatments on the mouse before they give the treatment to the human being.
Right. So if they have four drugs that could possibly help you.
Right.
They put the tumor into four mice, hit each one with a different drug.
Right.
And whichever one responds the best.
That's the one they give you.
They give you that drug.
Right.
But
that mouse has given his life for you, Richie.
Apparently it costs $10,000 per mouse.
Yeah, it's a little expensive.
I mean, I can get you a mouse for free.
I got mice downstairs in my cellar.
Bucks.
Matter of fact, I probably, we got four of them over the weekend.
And insurance companies don't cover this, so you got to fork up. You got to pony up the $10K for each mouse that you want to test.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into business. I'm going to save. I'm using the inhumane mouse trap. Maybe I'll get the humane trap.
You actually kill your mice when you catch them?
No, they're already dead. The mouse trap takes care of that.
So you don't have the ones that keep them trapped?
No. You want me to send them to your house?
Nope.
What do you want me to do with them?
I have a raccoon I'm dealing with. Gigantic raccoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Quick as you kill those mice, they're making more.
Right. Well, there are a lot of things down in the cellar now that are being stored down there, and It's not cool to have mice running around down there, so I'm trying to do my best to save the world from the mice that may be in my cellar. So there you go.
A couple of rats in New Jersey.
You dirty rat. Okay. Our charity of the day today, before we get to Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, who has what's going on between the headlines, between the lines in the world of medicine. The charity of the day today, every day between now and Christmas, we're coming up with charities, ideas for you to consider in terms of what you might not know, but you would be willing, after you found out about them, maybe to support these organizations. The United Nations Democracy Fund. The United Nations Democracy. This may seem unusual, but it is a worthwhile event. After all, I think we all get a little tired of hearing from people criticizing us because we're trying to spread democracy when we don't do such a great job ourselves. And a lot of people do complain about the United Nations. But I find this, there aren't a lot of people who know about the UN Democracy Fund, so that's why I thought I'd spend a minute talking about it. It was established in 2005 as a United Nations General Trust Fund. It supports democratization efforts around the world, projects that strengthen the voice of civil society, promoting human rights, encouraging the participation of all groups in the democratic process. So the UN Democracy Fund, UNDEF, you can find it that way. They go to local civil society organizations, countries that are in transition or where you see things that are beginning to brew. People want democracy. They're learning about democracy, and they want that to be the way they go with their government. So what the United Nations Democracy Fund does is it brings in sort of the traditional stuff the United Nations does with governments, but they find and support their own sort of groups that are aimed at teaching and strengthening democratic governance, how it works. How will it work in my country? How can this work here, wherever the country is? So I thought that was worth a moment or two of our time, you think?
Yeah.
United Nations Democracy Fund. When you give to the UN, and there are, it's almost like going to PBS, a begathon every 5 minutes. They do look for, and it's tax-deductible donations. You can give in general to the UN Fund, or you can go specifically to the United Nations Democracy Fund and give to that if you choose. But I thought I would pass that along as something worthy of at least some of your consideration. At 17 before the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
This report is brought to you by Nestle USA. Eating well can fit in your busy schedule without involving the drive-thru.
New research supported by Nestle USA found that people who reported eating frozen meals ate fewer calories and grams of fat than fast food eaters. The study found diners of frozen meals versus fast food consumed 25% more vegetables, 61% more whole grains, and higher amounts of fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Cassandra Hoover, Nutrition Health and Wellness Manager for Nestle USA.
The key to good nutrition is eating a balanced plate. Many frozen prepared meals come full of key essential nutrients and built-in portion guidance, making them good options for those always on the go.
When it's time to host dinner, consider freshly prepared, thin frozen meals, such as Stouffer's party-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, or chicken enchiladas with cheese sauce and rice. Both feed more than 5 people and provide 3 grams of fiber per serving. For more information to balance your plate, visit NestleUSA.com/balance. That's NestleUSA.com/balance.
Very sweet. Balancing is an important thing. In the world of medicine, we have a lot of different interests. There are the people who believe we ought not to have any doctors. Never go to the doctor, take care of yourself. There are religions that are built on that. There are, on the other extreme, doctors and practices that are aimed at following the letter of the law and or research. If it isn't in print, it's no good. And then there are people who are in the middle, kind of like me. Dr. Bruce Shanoff, one of those practitioners, has a interesting practice in Encino, just on the other side of the hill, pretty close to Jennifer, actually, in the Valley. He's a Valley guy.
I'm a Valley girl.
You talk like the Valley girls. All right, so what does it sound like talking like a Valley girl, Jennifer?
Like totally. Oh, my God.
All right.
Like that.
All right, Bruce, how does the typical Valley right. guy sound?
You know, Doug, I don't know. I grew up on the west side. I moved to the Valley because of housing costs.
Right. Those of us on the west side know what the housing costs are, too, as a matter of fact. Maybe I should move over to where you are. Bruce's practice has a great website, very informative, 818newback.com. He specializes in decompression. I'm going through that now. Next week when I'm out there, I'll maybe see you a couple of times to get it. The doctor here told me that I'd feel worse before I get better. You know what? He's right.
No, yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. All right, so what are you looking at here between the lines in your medical research?
Well, I think a very important issue that exists in healthcare today is talking about the medical nonsense of developing drugs with very marginal benefits. And this week in the news, there was a drug called Cyramza. I believe it's called Cyramza. It starts off C-Y-R. So I'm presuming it's a soft C, not a hard C like Cyramza.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, Cyramza is an anti-cancer drug. It was originally approved for stomach cancer, and last week its approval expanded to include non-small lung cancer. Mm-hmm. Now, this drug got approval because it was able to provide a 1.4-month increase in overall survival in cancer patients from 9.1 months from diagnosis to 10.5 months. Now, that to me is a pretty marginal improvement in survival rate, especially when you consider that these drugs typically cost in the range from $100,000 up to $1 million. And with FDA approval, Medicare typically has to cover this stuff. And understand, it isn't just a free 1.4 months of extra life. The side effects include loss of white blood cells to fight germs, inflammation of the mouth lining, severe bleeding, blood clots, high blood pressure, and impaired wound healing. So it's not a picnic that, you know, you're going on for these 1.4 months. So what it comes down to is this is not great healthcare, okay? But what it is it's great business for big pharma.
Yep.
And I think it's time to stop giving people false hope at ridiculously high costs. And it's also time to stop manipulating numbers that make the benefits look significant when they aren't. Because like with Cyramza, you could say, well, you know, with Cyramza we provide a 16% increase in the life expectancy. And that starts to sound like something of substance. But in reality, I mean, 1.4 months, you're going to be sick as a dog. Why do we spend money on junk like this other than to enrich Big Pharma?
Well, you see this, most everybody on the street will agree with you, but because they give so much money to congressional campaigns and their ties into the FDA and into government are so strong that we might as well be, you know, talking to the wind here, unless there's some kind of revolution in the way things work. Because this
horrible
is,
stuff.
Right, it is. It's horrible, and it's horrible that the money has gone to that instead of something else more practical. Call on Bruce for practicality. Go to his website, 818newback.com. Dr. Bruce Shanahan here with the information for you to be thinking about on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Guy's in a big red suit flying around in reindeer because he craves the spotlight. He's a fame junkie. The guy's a clown. He's a megalomaniac. It's all a big shell game. He presents himself like, hey, I love to give gifts. Look at me. I'm so nice. He's getting paid. He's got a whole thing happening on the backside. Do you know they sell more little Santa statues and little Christmas trinkets than they do the Buddha?
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
I don't know if we're going to dump the Easter Bunny.
It just doesn't make any sense anymore. I mean, Easter and bunnies and eggs and all that. I mean, it just, where's the synergy? Don't get it.
You're not going to believe this. Another request for Here Comes Santa Claus. This time from Beth in accounting. Here you go, Beth.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with the Santa Claus again?
Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus. This is from the movie Fred Claus, which was the number one movie during Christmas time 2007. And yep, Doris Day is who you're listening to sing. This was used a couple of times, Chucker, in the movie, this song, right? Here comes Santa Claus. He's putting the burden. You know this, you've seen this movie. How many times, Chucker?
Here comes Santa Claus.
A couple times. Unfortunately, it's not very good, although it does have a couple good scenes, and I like Vince Vaughn. But like every Christmas movie, it will still be played at this time of year continuously.
No matter what. All right, so that brings...
If you make a Christmas movie, you're going to get royalties.
Yeah. All right, so here's the poll of the day today at DougStephan.com. Which recent Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? A, Christmas Vacation, not me. A, B, Christmas Story. C, Elf. D, Polar Express. E, The Santa Claus. F, Other. G, Two or More of the Above.
Got to be Elf and National Lampoon. What do you
think? I can tell you, and honestly, the only movie I've really seen, I don't even remember that I... Who's in The Christmas Story?
There's a bunch of them.
That's Ralphie, and when he gets his tongue stuck in the car.
So I've only seen a part of Christmas Vacation. The rest of them I haven't seen. Does that mean I'm a bah humbug?
Really? You are.
I know. I guess
have some fun. Loosen up.
Right.
Hey, can I tell a story real quick, Will?
No.
Quickly?
No, after we're going to have a commercial or two, and then you can tell your story. Chuck Curry with the results of the box office. Box office totals coming up here on Good Day.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 67 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to more than 7 million children in over 760 communities nationwide. Nearly 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under the tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really needs your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
All right, so Chuck, you have a story you wanted the floor. Help yourself, please.
Yeah, last night, fascinating. You know, I do the revivals at my local community theater in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. We did It's a Wonderful Life, and I had this idea that I would cater it to the audience to try to get extra people in. We did Italian food, and I couldn't believe that 250 people actually showed up.
Wow.
For the free food or because they wanted to see It's a Wonderful Life?
Which for that theater is absolutely amazing. It was a really cool experience. I think it's the best Christmas movie ever made.
Yeah, that's good for you.
There were people crying when it was over. Yeah. I told some really funny jokes, and I am completely broke for Christmas. I spent so much money on it, but I had a great time. It was really good.
What a wonderful gesture! You're to be commended and congratulated. What a nice thing to do.
And tell my wife that.
I will.
Number one movie at the box office this weekend: Ridley Scott's Exodus: Gods and Kings, doing $24.5 million. Considering its budget, though, that's a fairly weak opening. It's going to have to do well overseas to break even. Penguins of Madagascar placed second, 7.3. Chris Rock's well-reviewed, top five, a solid 7.2 million on 900 screens. Other movies of interest: Interstellar, 5.5, 167 million to date. That round out the top five. The Hobbit, which is the last entry in Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings franchise, opens Wednesday. Reviews actually pretty good. Next week you got Annie, a remake, Night of the Museum 3 with Ben Stiller. I believe it's the last big screen appearance by Robin Williams, who's in that film. December 25th, you'll see The Gambler with Mark Wahlberg. The Interview, the movie that caused a stir over at Sony, to say the least, with Seth Rogen. Into the Woods, Unbroken, and Tim Burton's Big Eyes.
Mm. The producers of the next James Bond film say an early version of the screenplay was hacked.
Yeah, I saw that.
So you can see it. Why would they have it already? It's not coming out till what, springtime?
Well, it was hacked and released online.
Oh,
they didn't
want
it. That's just what happened.
Ooh. All right. Thanks, Tucker. Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.